European Commission President José Manuel Barroso made an official bid today for a second five-year term in the post following the outcome of European elections. Barroso said he was honored to have been asked to take up a second term by the Czech Prime Minister, whose country holds the presidency of the 27-nation European Union. All 27 EU leaders must agree on the choice of the head of the EU's executive. Dr. Julie Smith from the Center of International Studies at Cambridge University says his candidacy comes as no surprise.
I think he was expecting to get it precisely because the prime ministers of most of the member states were saying they supported him. The exception was Nicolas Sarkozy, the centre-right French president. But if he had the support of the Social Democrat prime ministers, it was going to be very difficult for MEPs from the other parties to say, oh, we want to put forward a different candidate. But if the Spanish and the British Labour and Social Democrat parties are saying, we're supporting, or the Prime Ministers are saying, we're supporting Barroso, then their MEPs were going to get into some serious water if they'd said, we're going to support somebody else. And there is a top-down nature of European politics that would mean Zapatero could certainly have said to Spanish Social Democrats, you're not going to step out of line, you can't support some other Social Democrat candidate, you're supporting Barroso because that's what I've said we're doing.